Morning Watch, The Factor of Blending for the Reality of the Body of Christ, Week 7, Tuesday, Related Verses. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. Ephesians 4, verse 16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 7. Love suffers long. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not puffed up. It does not behave unbecomingly and does not seek its own things. It is not provoked and does not take account of evil. It does not rejoice because of unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It covers all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. John 21, verse 16. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. Ephesians 3, verses 16 and 17. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 5, verses 26 to 27. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. Related reading. Corporately, the many sons of God, produced in resurrection, are the church. Organically, they are the body of Christ. The body of Christ is the church, the house of God, the kingdom of God, and the bride, the counterpart of Christ. In each aspect, the church takes the body of Christ as its organic factor. Without the body of Christ, the church is lifeless and is a mere human organization. Without the body of Christ, and therefore without the life of Christ, there cannot be the house of God, which is constituted with the children born of God the Father, and there cannot be the kingdom of God, which is the realm of God's life. Without the life of Christ, there also cannot be the bride of Christ, who, as his counterpart, must match him to be a couple with him. We need to see the way Paul presents the body of Christ in Ephesians 1. Paul says that God raised up Christ, seated him in the heavens, subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Right away, in the following phrase, he says, which is his body. This indicates that the body is the church's intrinsic significance. The church without the body means nothing. In Greek, the word for church is ekklesia, the called out ones coming together. But the significance of this gathering is the body. In the recovery today, if we consider ourselves as individual churches or as individual believers, we are through. We should consider ourselves as one body. If the parts of our physical body would keep their own jurisdiction and be autonomous, our body would be finished. But thank the Lord that all the members of our physical body are submissive to one another so that our body can act and operate smoothly. Brother Watchman Nee and I always behaved, acted, and took action in the recovery as one body. This is why the Lord's recovery could exist on this earth over these past approximately 70 years. We do not have any organization to keep anything. but the recovery is still here. The recovery is still existing and has been kept by the principle of the body. The body is the intrinsic significance of the church. The church makes no sense without the body. But hallelujah, there is the body. Without the body, the church makes no sense. But with the body, there is the intrinsic significance of the church. What is the difference between the church and the body? We can use an apple tree as an illustration. The church is the frame, like the apple tree, and the body of Christ is like the very organic essence of the church, just like the apples are the very organic essence of the apple tree. These two are one. The church is the frame for existing. The body of Christ is the very organic contents for people's satisfaction. Ephesians 3 says that we are strengthened into the inner man, that Christ makes his home in our heart, and that we are filled, not covered or clothed, unto all the fullness of God, that is, the very being, essence, and element of God. It is through this inner experience of the indwelling Christ that we apprehend with all the saints the unlimited measure of Christ, and it is by this that we are built up.